Tuesday morning,
online,
during Sefer HaMitzvot, and we're doing number 161, Sfirat HaOmer. Of all things.
Of all things.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Shall we go over there?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it away, Ellie.
So we did Sfirat HaOmer last year, the year before, I don't know, but you could do Sfirat HaOmer 100 times. There's always more things to talk about.
It's 49 times.
I wanna spend a little time doing methodology. What I mean by that is simply looking at the Pesukim and later on looking at the Gemara and seeing where a machlokas comes from in this case. If I asked you, is Sfirat
Is
Sfirat HaOmer Bizman Hazeh Midoraisa, a mitzvah min haTorah, or midrabbana? Rabbinic. What would you say?
Machlokes.
Oh, good, machlokes.
Rabbinic.
Okay, why Doraisa? Because the post, so.
I would say, if I'm not the one,
it's
the midrabbana. It's because we haven't got.
Right. There's no korban.
Okay, so again, to just say Doraisa Drabanan, anybody could do. What we want to do is see where the Shittos come from. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, everybody has the same Psukim, everybody has the same Gemaros, and yet some people say Doraisa, some people say Banan. Let's figure out why. So there are two major sources in the Torah, maybe probably only two sources in the Torah, for the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. Let's read them both. And we'll see where the Machlokes starts from, and then we'll work. Okay. First, the Parsha in Emor says as follows, in number one. Usfartem lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat. You have to count from when? Thank you very much. From when?
Saturday night.
So macharat ha-shabbat, we're not going to talk about. That's obviously perhaps the most famous machloket with the tzdukim, right? Let's admit the following, right? The simple reading of macharat ha-shabbat is Sunday. That's a simple reading.
I like that.
There's, you know, again, there's 100 different reasons we could give for why it wasn't chosen. But anyway, Lemaisa, there's no longer a machlokes.
The rabbi said so. That's why. Right, Danny? The rabbi said so.
Okay, so again, the machlokes has been established. Okay, I'll just as an aside. If you start, I'll just tell you something interesting I once heard from Rav Soloveitchik. I actually heard it directly from him, so I remember. Yeah. If you start counting on a Sunday, right, when does Shavuos fall out?
Monday.
No.
Sunday.
What is Sunday?
Oh.
It counts out the
right.
It's like a bris. The eighth day is always the same day.
It'll always be Sunday.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there's a Gemara in Menachos that says that Stukim said that Moshe Rabbe said to Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Haya. Okay? V'yada sha'atzeres yom echad hu. He knew that Shavuos is only one day. So he wanted to give... So the Tzdukim claimed... So he wanted Shavuos to always be on Sunday so that you'd have Shabbos Sunday. The Rav said that Tzdukim are the source for... In America, all holidays are long weekends. Right? Memorial Day is the first Monday in. You know, last Monday. Labor Day is the last Monday in. Thanksgiving is Thursday, Friday. He said the Tzdukim were the source for this idea that your holidays should always be attached to a Shabbos so you get a long weekend. Anyway.
Okay. Not a bad idea, but...
It works in America. Right? Here, you can't keep track of anything. Yom HaTzmut is always... Yom HaTzmut is... We're the last thing. We never have long holidays here because we never allow anything to be on a Friday or on a Sunday because of Chil Shabbos.
Right, right.
So in Israel, it's never...
Right, Yom HaTzmut would never be a two-day.
Yom Yishlaim can't be... Right. Okay, quick, yeah.
This is as a lawyer, you might appreciate. Whether someone has a good or bad lawyer, doesn't mean they're truly innocent or guilty. So we always point to these silly points we think that the...
I don't think they're silly.
...made, but I never find it, is that the truth or not? Just the Purusha rabbis, they were better at explaining their case, perhaps, or at least to themselves.
Okay, anyway, we have a Kabbalah, and again, without getting a whole discussion, what would be our interest? See, sometimes people think this like an ulterior motive. Let's say, God forbid, you didn't trust Chazal. What would be the interest in changing the simple reading of Machras HaShabbos to the day after Pesach? There's no reading. That's the Kabbalah that they had. Anyway, we're not talking about that. Now, so when do you start counting from? Usfartem lachem Machras HaShabbos miyom haviachem et omar atanufa, from the day that you bring the Karban HaOmer, sheva shabbatot tumimot tiyana. You have to count 7 full weeks. Ad mi macharat hashabbat hashivit tisbru chamishim yom, until the morrow of the 7th week, you count tisbru chamishim yom. You count 50 days. Vehikravtem mincha chadasha l'Hashem, and on that day, the 50th day, you bring a special karban to Hashem. The 50th day is what?
Shavuos,
right? And then we just finished mi moshvotechem taviu lechem tenufa shitayim shnei esronim solet tihiana chametz hayafeno yikurim lashem. On that day, you bring shtei alechem, which really the only carbon that has to be made out of chametz hayafeno. Mm-hmm. Right? Not for now, but there's obviously a connection where you start with a holiday in which chametz is prohibited. You count 49 days, and you have a holiday in which chametz is obligatory, is mandatory, right? It's clear that it's Shavuos, let's put it this way, Shavuos and Pesach are connected both historically and halachically in a way that Pesach and Sukkos are not, in a way that it just, and in fact, you know, we have this idea, and maybe we'll come back to this, that Sfira is kind of a downtime. Right, that came from the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, whatever. Yeah. But originally, at least, not only was Sfira HaOmer not a downtime, the Ramban calls Sfira HaOmer the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. The Ramban really sees them as twins, and if you think about it, it's a fascinating idea. What's Shavuos called in the Torah? That's one name. It's called Atzeret, which means Atzeret is added, just like Shmini Atzeret, meaning Sukkos is a 7-day holiday, and then there's an 8th day, which is called Shmini Atzeret. It's not far-fetched to say that Pesach is a 7-day holiday with an 8th day called Atzeret. It just happens to be that the 8th day of Pesach is 49 days later. But originally, it was a time of joy, you know, and excitement, and there was no hint, there is no hint in the Torah, certainly in earlier sources, that Sfira HaOmer has, kind of a feeling of sadness or of mourning. You'll appreciate this, and you'll talk. Okay. A lot of things contributed to the period of mourning of Sfira HaOmer. Clearly the death of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, but for Ashkenazi Jews in particular, the Crusades happened primarily in the spring. And in fact, if you notice, it's a very strange halakha. Normally we don't say Avarachim on Shabbos, on Shabbos Mavarchim, we never say Avarachim, except during Sfira. Right. Why? Because Avarachim was originally established for the Crusades.
Oh.
And then it expanded to be something that was said every week in shul. Okay. And so then the idea that you would not say it on the anniversary of the Crusades that generated in the first place, so we have this bizarre minhag that only during Sfira HaOmer do we say Avar Achim on a Shabbos Mevarch Machodesh. Most people think that the reason is because Sfira HaOmer is a sad time. It's true, but the real reason is because Avar Achim was particularly established to commemorate events not of Rabbi Akiva, but of the Crusades that happened during Sfira HaOmer.
Because you said Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim are kind of anchoring it now a little bit more as less sad,
right. Correct.
But I mean, we still have
correct.
That, but,
there's no question about it. And
our time,
by the way, in my opinion, properly so.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but let's.
I was just going to say, it's remarkable that the supposed death of, 24,000
right.
people?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that would be enough to, I mean, okay, a tragedy, obviously
right.
a huge tragedy, but still, uproot the whole
correct.
7 weeks.
Correct, I have a theory that it's not really that, it's really the Bar Kokhba rebellion.
Even then?
No, so the Bar Kokhba rebellion really could have been Churban HaBayis. It was the real Churban.
Yeah, but then why destroy 7 weeks? Have a fast day, you know, we do Tisha B'Av.
There's a lot to talk about on that, but we'll never finish what we want to do. Mm. So now, we're back to the Psukim.
Tough guy.
We're back to the Psukim. The Pasuk says very clearly, Yav HaMitzvah, Sfartem Lachem, right? Sheva Shavatot Timot Tiena. So why isn't it obvious that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so that applies bizman hazeh, just like the pasuk says, "Ulekachtem lachem bayom harishon pre-eitz hadar kapot marim." So we have a mitzvah d'oraisa bizman hazeh of taking dalad meaning. The pasuk says, you know, "Balayla hazeh ba'erf tochlu matzot." So you have a mitzvah to eat matzot. What would be different about Sfira Sa'omer?
Okay, you compare it to this. This is connected to the korban, the bikurim, and
all. How do you know? Excellent. That's all I wanted. So you're saying I'm wrong. The pasuk says Usfar Tem Lachem from the day that you bring the Omer Atnufa. We don't bring the Omer Atnufa anymore. Therefore, the counting is just some kind of zecher. Fine. Again, what would be the answer? So that, let's say that's the simple reading. What would be the answer to your position? The answer to your position would be, that's the day, that's how they identified the day. It's not that it's connected necessarily. The Torah tells you, Usfartem lachem mimacharat hashabbat. You want to know what day that is? That's the day that we bring the Omer Atnufa. One second. But it might not mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that without the Karban HaOmer, I can't count. It might mean, this is the day, you know, it's like you go, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Like, that's just how you identified it. So if it wasn't a Super Bowl, so it wouldn't be that day? Maybe it's not the best example. But I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying.
I think
if you have a machlokes, a serious machlokes, between whether a mitzvah is d'oraisa or d'rabanan, and there's an argument as strong as Mr. Weiser's that says, what are you talking about? The pasuk makes clear that it's only from when you bring the karban. There has to be an answer. These were intelligent people who had this machlokes. And it seems obvious to me the answer is, yes, Mr. Wise is right. It says miyom aviyachem esomar tenufa, but that's just descriptive. And for example, many later achronim said, we'll come back to this, but it's interesting. Let's say bizman shabeis hamikdash hakayim, there was some kind of tragedy, and they didn't bring the karban haomer. Does anybody think then that they wouldn't have had the mitzvah of sfiras haomer? Nobody really thinks that's the case. So if that wasn't the case, Then there's an argument to say that it might be d'oraisa bizman hazeh even without the karban. Certainly, it's not a strong argument, but certainly we know, we discussed this in depth, that matzah is tied to karban pesach, but without karban pesach, we still have a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah bizman hazeh. So, I think you see both sides in the psukim, yes?
When it says you should count, how do we know that it's not really on the beit din to count, that they simply establish when should
we'll get there. Good, it's a good question. We'll get there. The Rambam deals with that question. Okay, let's just look at the other source. The Psukim in probably Akev or Re'e. Okay, it says Shiva Shavuot Tispar Lach. You should count 7 weeks. Me'achel Charmesh Bakama, from when you know the crop, the barley crop, is ready to be harvested. It ripens in the fields. Tachel Ispar Sheva Shavuot. You should start counting 7 weeks. And then, of course, v'yasita chag shavuot l'Hashem alokecha misat mitvat yadcha asher tiken kasher v'recha Hashem alokecha. And then afterwards
it
comes...
It's not connected to the korban.
Excellent. So the second source doesn't seem to have any connection to the korban. So one thing you could say is, okay, one source seems to connect it to the korban, one doesn't. That's the source of the machlokes. Although you don't really like to have, you know... Or the second thing you could say is, since the second source doesn't connect to the karban, I'll reread the first source, not the way Mr. Weiser wanted to read it, but just to say it's just descriptive. Miyom aviyachem esomar tenufa is descriptive of the day, it's not proscriptive, it doesn't have anything to do with the actual bringing of the karban. But there's a third possibility, which is a fascinating possibility. Look closely at the second source. What does it require us to do?
When we start reaping.
But what does it require us to do? What does it require us to do? It's not a question. Count what? Count what?
Weeks.
Nothing about counting days. Right. Hence, a fascinating shita that says counting weeks bisman hazeh is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because the weeks are unrelated to the karban. Counting days bisman hazeh is drabban. That would mean that today is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because hayom shnei shavuos la'omer, that would be a separate mitzvah, but the days are only drabban. Okay, we don't hold that way, but this does point to you, this does already start us thinking about the other question, which is, wait, what's the relationship between days and weeks? The Torah seems to describe two different requirements, right? On the one end, you have to count
7 weeks
to 50, yeah, and you can only count to 50 by ones. On the other hand, you have to count 7 full weeks. So what exactly is the relationship? Could we argue that they're two separate mitzvot? You know, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, they're related, but they're two separate mitzvot, or are they two components of one mitzvah? That's also a very interesting discussion that comes up from time to time, and the Rambam is going to deal with all of this. Let's look at number three. Ready? Says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. V'hamitzvah ha-kuf samach aleph, 161, he shet sivanu lispor mikitzirat ha-omer, we're commanded to count from the barley harvest, tishav arba'im yom, 49 days, that's a pasuk. Okay. Now, first thing, he's going to deal with Bruce's question. Vida, know the following. Ki kimo shenit chayvu beitin limnot shnot yovel shana shana ushmita shmita. Just like there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to count the 50-year cycle to yovel. Right? You count, it's the exact parallel. How does Bezdin do it? They count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then there's the 7th year, which is Shemitah. Then they do it again and again 7 times till they get to Yovel, which is 50. So he says, just like Bezdin is chayv to keep that count, Kemosha Bayanu, B'masha Kadam, in a previous mitzvah, Kach chayav kol echad ve'echad mimenu limnot yimei ha'omer yom yom v'shavua shavua. So the Rambam says, you know something? There is a parallel mitzvah in the Torah. The parallel mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of counting to Yovel. The Rambam says, now that mitzvah is only on Bezdin. It's not on individuals. So you might have thought that Sfiras HaOmer is also a mitzvah just on Bezdin, not on individuals. The Rambam says, no, it's a mitzvah on each of us. And Shehu Amaro, the pasuk says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, and Shiva Shavuot Tisparlach. Okay, so how does the Rambam know it? Right? Maybe Bruce is right that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah on Bezdin and not on each of us. What's an argument in support of that position? That the primary role of Bezdin was given control of what?
Time.
The calendar. Time. The calendar. What day is Shavuos? It's a trick question. Why? There is no date for Shavuos. The correct answer is Shavuos is the 50th day after you start counting the Omer. And you look all you want in the Torah, there is no date for the holiday of Shavuos. Right. So how do you know when Shavuos is going to come about? By counting the Omer. So it's not a bad idea to have said, wait, if the Omer is what determines when Shavuos is, then the mitzvah of the Omer should be a mitzvah on Bezdin and not on me and you, because the calendar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim was a mitzvah to Bezdin, not a mitzvah to each of us. So it's not a bad question. The answer is, the accepted answer is, and it's interesting, is it depends how the Torah describes it. When the Torah describes the mitzvah of counting to Shemitah and Yovel, it says V'safarta lecha Sheva shanim sheva pe'amim V'safarta lecha, singular, you as the unit, which we understand to mean Bezdin as the representative of the Jewish people. When it says to count for Sfiras HaOmer, what does it say? Usfartem lachem, plural. The drasha being plural means each of us individually, similar to ulekachtem lachem bayom arishon. Nobody thinks only Bezdin takes a lulav. Right? So the general rule is when it's written in the plural, it's each of us. When it's written in the singular, it's a collective.
Except that doesn't
work. It doesn't work. doesn't work in all places. It works
Ela
in most places.
Hashem, Hashem tiku otam b'mo'adam, al tikre otam, ela atem.
Atem. Right.
Usfartem lachem, atem,
atem. Usfartem lachem. You can't make it into lachem. You can make it into bread. You can't make it into...
No, but it's a plural. So
there's you're right. There's a special drasha.
So al tikku atem is Beit Din, but atem, according to that logic, is plural, should be everyone.
Correct. And that's why we have a mitzvah... It's not a complete drasha. That's why that's a pasuk we say when we're Mekadesh Yom Tov. We do have a role in it. It also includes Shabbos. So I said, that's the general drasha. That's V'safarta lecha is said about Yovel. U'safartem lachem is said about Zin. The better question is, the second source says, Shiva Shavot Tispar Lach. That is singular. Okay. Anyway, but there is no machlokus about that. It's not just the accept position. The unanimous position is that Sfira Salomer was given to each of us individually, and counting towards Yovel was given only to Besdin. Okay, that's the first. Next thing the Rabbi wants to deal with is, how many mitzvos are we talking about? Are we talking about a mitzvah to count days and once a week, a mitzvah to count weeks, or is it one mitzvah? And again, although we think we know the answer because we do it a certain way, the psukim do speak about two separate components to the count. So says the Rambam, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, sixth line. V'chein mana otam kol misha. Line before. K'moshe minyan hashanim v'hashmitim mitzvah achat k'moshe b'yarnu kein tzvirat ha'omer mitzvah achat. Says the Rambam, just like when you count to Yovel, it's true, you have to count individual years, and you have to count Shemitah cycles, nevertheless, it's one mitzvah. Says the Rambam, Sfira Sa'omer, it's true, it's counting days, and it's counting weeks, nevertheless, it's just one mitzvah. V'chein mana utam kol shekadamnu mitzvah achat, v'ha'emet ma'asha asabaze. And everybody else counts it as one mitzvah, and I agree with them. Now, what does he do with the fact that the Torah tells you to do two separate things? So he says, "Ki at after the dots, ki ata kishetomar chova laasod kach v'kach." When the Torah tells us count days and count weeks, hine lo yitchayev mizeh ha'ma'amar shehapeula hahi mitzvah bifnei atzma. It doesn't mean it's true. The Rambam says the Torah tells us to count days and to count weeks. That doesn't mean that there's a separate mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. It just means the Torah wants us to do both things as part of one mitzvah. V'haraya habura al zeh heyotenu monim hashvuot gam kein b'chol layla ba'amarnu shehem kach v'kach shavuot v'kach v'kach yamin. Says the Rambam, tonight we're going to say hayom chamisha asar yom Shehem Shnei Shavuos V'yom Echad La'omer. The Rambam says, so you see, we don't just count weeks on the sevens, we count weeks every night and we count days every night. V'ilu haya HaShavuot Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, if weeks were a separate mitzvah, lo hayinu misadrin minyanam ki'im b'leilei HaShavuot Levad. If weeks were a separate mitzvah, then it's only today that we would say Hayom Shnei Shavuot La'omer. But the fact of the matter is, we're going to say tonight that it's 2 weeks plus. Vahino, and now the Rambam says something which I think is kind of a weak argument. Vahayinu omrim shtei brachot asher ki dishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sfirat yimei ha'omer, and we would have said asher ki dishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sfirat shivuei ha'omer, the weeks. Ve'ein hadavar kei, and that's not what we do. Aval hamitzvah hi sfirat haomer yamav ushvuotav kimo shetiknu. The mitzvah is one mitzvah of sfirat haomer that has two parts to it, the days and the weeks. Now, let's take these arguments one at a time. The Rambam's fundamental argument is, it's true, the Torah commands us to do two separate things, but those two separate things are each part of the same mitzvah. That's a very strong argument. It's hard to know, but it's a strong argument. For example, the Torah tells me to take a lulav, an esrog, hadassim, and aravos. But we know that's one mitzvah that's called the mitzvah of taking dalet minim. It just happens to be that there are four parts to that mitzvah. So the Rambam says we should categorize Sfiras HaOmer as that type of mitzvah. Namely, I have to count days and I have to count weeks. It's true, those sound like two separate things, but they are both component parts of the mitzvah of, right? We could think of many mitzvahs that have different component parts. The mitzvah of Sota has erasing the Shem Hashem and reading something and spitting and this and that, you know. Getting married has all different parts to it, but it's all one mitzvah. So says the Rambam, it's true. The Torah tells us there are two component parts, but they're just component parts. The question is, how do you know when they're component parts and when they're not? For example, tefillin. We think of tefillin as being two separate mitzvahs. You could have argued, ukshatam la'ot al yadcha l'totafot bein einecha, that those are two component parts of one mitzvah. So if you ask me, how do I know, that's a much harder question that I'm not prepared to answer. But we should all acknowledge that the fact that there are more, there can be more than one component part to one mitzvah. Yeah?
If you only have, if you're missing a part of the Arba Minim, because you live somewhere you can't get all four, is right. It still the bracha involved in the
No,
yeah.
Then you can't, then you don't. So you're missing one of the parashios of your tefillin, then you don't have tefillin.
Ashkenazim. By making a separate bracha for the rosh.
Ashkenazi, you mean me and you? I mean Ashkenazi.
In fact, everyone at the table.
Wait, now we
everyone at the table.
You never know.
But we said Baruch Hashem Kvod.
1 second. So that now that's the second part I want to get to. The Rambam makes a very, I think, is a very questionable argument. The Rambam says also, if it was two mitzvos, we should make two separate brachos. But the Rambam himself knows, he counts tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh as two separate mitzvos, but the Rambam only makes one bracha, like Svarim, like Mr. Weiser said. So it's a very it's a very weak argument, because the Rambam himself knew the power. We often think that one bracha, one mitzvah. It's not true. Usually, it's true when you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. But it's not always the case that it's a one for one trade off. You know, again, bad examples. Megillah has three, you know.
Nerot Chanukah.
Right. Although that's a different bracha, presumably Nisa. But so I'm saying it's not exactly the case. Tefillin is a better example. For Sfardim, who hold that Tefillin, Shal Rosh, and Tefillin Shal Yad are two separate mitzvahs, but one bracha covers two. Sometimes you could do that, sometimes you can't. Like you can make a bracha, Al Hafrashas Trumas U'Maisras, which is really two separate. You know, it's not clear. We try not to bundle brachos. Anyway, the Rambam's position is clear. What's the Rambam's position? It's one mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, you could see that the Rambam says b'chol mokum b'chol zman. You can also look, if you flip over for a second, look at the Rambam in number 6, halacha chaf dalet. It's strange. I'll explain later why. Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer are impossible to find in the Rambam. Right? If I told you, where are you going to find Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer in the Rambam? So you might say, I'll certainly look in Zmanim. Maybe it's at the end of Pesach. Yeah. Maybe it's connected to Shavuos. No, it's in Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim. Okay, we'll come back to that in a little bit. But here in Halach Chavdal, the Rambam makes clear. Mitzvah zo al kol ish mi Yisrael ubechol makom ubechol zman. Everybody with me? What does the Rambam say? Bechol makom ubechol zman. It means bizman hazeh. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, it can't be read another way, I don't think. And that's already understands the Rambam. And again, nashim being peturos presumably is because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. Okay? There's a fascinating Ramban. I once gave a whole shiur on this. It's just interesting. Ramban someplace lists things that are mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, things that are not. And he apparently says that Sfira Somer is not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. So there's a whole fancy idea that, well, how could it not be a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama? It's once a day, 49 days. That, no. The definition of Zman Grama is that the time causes it. And here, you could count these 49 days anytime you want. It happens to be, it could only be counted between Pesach and Shavuos. but it's not Zman Grama in the sense that there's a date that causes you to do it. Anyway, I had this whole fancy idea, then I saw if Salvechik said someplace, it's a mistake. The Ramban didn't mean it. Of course, there are some mistakes in Zman Grama. Anyway,
did the Sfira count have a different impression on an agrarian society as opposed to, I mean, this was a very nervous time.
Right, correct. I assume that people who are in tune with the agricultural calendar are well aware of the fact that now is the barley harvest and soon comes the wheat harvest.
And if it didn't, if too much rain or not enough rain, you could starve.
Could be. You don't find it in the sources, but you may be right. Okay, so till now, we've looked at the flip back over. Yeah, you have to flip over and over. I'm sorry. The secretarial staff had a bad week. I asked Bruce for a staff, but sometimes you have to live.
Give him a raise.
Give him a yes for staff. I gave him a stick.
Okay. I want the stick, not a stick. Okay. We saw the machlokas in the psukim, or we tried to defend both psukim of both sheets of Doraisa and Rabbanan in the psukim. But of course, in the development of halacha, we skipped. We had psukim, and then we went to the Rambam. But in between the Pesukim and the Rambam are Gemaros and Mishnayos. So here's the Gemara. There's only two lines that really count for this issue. Number four. Says the Gemara in Menachos Samachom and Alpha as follows. Amar Abaye. Mitzvah lemimne yomei u'mitzvah lemimne shvuei. Abaye says one is required to count days and one is required to count weeks. Now, again, you could have argued that Abaye is saying it's two separate mitzvahs, but that's not generally how it's read. Rabbanan dve Ravashi manu yomei umanu shvuei. Okay, and a support to the position of Abaye is Rabbanan dve Ravashi did the same thing. They counted days and they counted weeks. Ameimar manu yomei velo manu shvuei. Ameimar counted only the days and not the weeks. Amar zecher lemikdashu. It's just zecher lemikdash. And presumably, since it's just Zecher LeMikdash, I'm only going to count days, I'm not going to count weeks. Okay, now, we'll just look at Rashi, and then we'll go back. Rashi number 5 says, I'm every money yom v'lo money shvua, Omar, Hai minyana dehashta, lav chovahu. The count nowadays is not obligatory, presumably, because as we saw in the psukim, because it's dependent on the carbon, Dehaleka Omer, because there's no carbon Omer. Ela zecha lemikdash ba'almahu hilkach biyomisagi. Since it's just zecha lemikdash, so we'll only count days. It's worse than what you said, because he's saying since it's just zecha lemikdash, we won't do the whole thing. We'll just count days. Now here's what we need to figure out. I'm telling you, it's a major machlokas harishonim whether Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is Doraisa or Drabana. Rishonim can't make stuff up. We saw reasons in the Psukim, but now you have the Gemara. I'm telling you, these are the only two lines that matter. What's the Machlokas in the Gemara, and how could it be that after this Gemara, the Rambam says that Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa when the Gemara sounds otherwise? Who wants to take a shot at it? Again, we have to find support for both shitos in the Gemara. So one sheet is obvious. What sheet is that? Ameimar says it's just zecher lemikdash. So clearly Ameimar says that bizman hazeh sfiras omer is dirabana. What about the other shita? What are the two possibilities in the other shita?
Well, if Abaye says we count days and weeks, you could say that he means it's d'oraisa.
Or
alternatively, we count days and weeks as a memory of.
Correct,
something.
Correct, excellent. So I'll say it again. The question is whether Abaye is disagreeing with Ameimar on both points or only one point. Ameimar says counting Sfiras HaOmer Zman HaZeh is just Zecher LeMikdash, it's Drabana. Therefore, I only count days. The question is Ameimar saying no? Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Do Raisa. Therefore, I count days and weeks. Abaye. Or is Abaye saying, I agree with you, Ameimar. Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only Drabanan. But so what? Nevertheless, Mi Drabanan, we should still count days and weeks, just like, for the most part, when we do things that are only Drabanan, we still do them the way they were supposed to be done. Okay? That methodological question is the Machlokes HaRishonim. What does the Gemara have? Does the Gemara have two Shitos, both of whom say Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh is only Drabanan? And the Machlokes says, okay, now that it's Drabanan, do I count days and weeks, or do I count days only? Or the Rambam would say, no, the Machlokes is whether it's Do'oraisa or Drabanan. And Abaye Shita, the first Shita is Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh is Do'oraisa, therefore I count days and weeks. Comes along Amemer and says, no, Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh is only Drabanan, therefore I only count days. Okay? So, both Shitos are supported in the Gemara. It always has to be the case. You can't have a Machlokes HaRishonim that's not supported in the Gemara. So the answer is, the Machlokes probably is Tosfos, who holds it as Drabanan, would say, everybody in the Gemara holds it as Drabanan. The Machlokes is only, how do you implement that mitzvah Drabanan? Do you do days and weeks, or days only? The Rambam would say, no. The Machlokes in the Gemara is whether Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh is Do'oraisa, in which case I count days and weeks, or it's only Zecha LeMikdash Drabanan, in which case I only count days. Okay, now, here's the question. So that's the bedrock of the Machlokes, but here's the question. Amemar, the second Shita, is bizarre. It's bizarre because, let's say he's right. Okay, we only count Zeich LeMikdash. So what? So count days and weeks also.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but all mitzvahs Drabanan are patterned on mitzvahs Doraisa. So for example, we take Lulav and Esrog all 7 days of Sukkot. Nobody goes, well, it's only Drabanan, so let's just take like a Lulav without an Esrog. Or let's just take Hadassah without Aravos. Right?
If more, where did the weeks disappear to?
But more than that, why is it that we're not doing the whole mitzvah?
Why don't we make it like a Korban Pesach?
Right.
Why don't we just roast a piece of meat?
We don't do because we're afraid of kachim b'chutz. For example, Maror we do. Maror bizman hazeh is only drabanan. But nobody says, you know, since Maror is only drabanan, we'll eat pachos mekizayis. So right. That, you know, we'll remember that it's on. We never do that. So the question is, let's say Amemar's right. Let's say it is Zecher LeMikdash. But why isn't it a full Zecher LeMikdash in the sense that we're doing it exactly as they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash? So, Rav Soloveitchik has what I think is, I can't prove it to be true, but it's a fascinating idea. He says, We have two types of memories of the Beis HaMikdash. Just an interesting idea. He says, sometimes we have Zecher LeMikdash, and sometimes we have Zecher LeChorban. We have happy memories of the Beis HaMikdash, and sad memories of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Tisha B'Av isn't a happy day. Tisha B'Av is Zecher LeChorban, obviously. He says, there's two sources in the Gemara. He says, you find this. The Pasuk says, Tzion hi doresh ein la. And the Gemara says, Michlal debaya drisha, that Tzion needs drisha. Meaning you have to be doresh, you have to remember, and that means remembering it in its glory. You also have, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yimini, which is to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rav says, whenever you see a Zecher LeMikdash, you have to ask yourself, which type of Zecher LeMikdash is it? Is it a happy Zecher LeMikdash, or is it a sad Zecher LeMikdash? We put, you know, ashes on your forehead under the chuppah. That's a sad one. So now, here's what he suggests. Dalad minim on Sukkos. After the Churban HaBayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came about and said, you know what? We need to cheer people up. We need to have people take Lulav and Esrog because they used to only, you know, because it used to be taken all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. There's only one day outside. So he said, you know what? Zecher LeMikdash, we're going to take Dalad Minim all the days of Sukkot. Zecher LeMikdash, not Zecher LeChorban. Suggests the Rav that Bizman HaZeh, that Amemar Shita is, this is Zecher LeChorban. We're sad that we don't have the Korban HaOmer. We're sad that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. As a result of which, we're going to do it Zecher LeChorban, and when we do Zecher LeChorban, we're going to ki'ilu punish ourselves by only doing half the mitzvah. By counting only days and not weeks, we're reminding ourselves that we don't have the full mitzvah that we used to have. That's what he suggests is the answer to this bizarre shita of I'm only going to count days because it's only Zeicha LeMikdash. Because he says, when he says Zeicha LeMikdash, he really means Zeicha LeChorban. And by not doing the full mitzvah, it kind of reminds us of the fact that we're missing something. It also would help to answer another question. There are all these discussions about why we don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a classic mitzvah that comes me'ace le'ace, it comes once a year. The first night of Sfiras HaOmer, like every single other mitzvah that we do, we should say, Hashem Shem 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 Al Sfiras HaOmer, Shechiyanu V'kimon V'gon L'Azman HaZeh. But we don't. So there's a range of reasons and a range of explanations. My favorite one, by the way, which I love, is we just do it at the end. It's the Shechiyanu that we make on the night of Shavuos, which is supposed to cover us for the 49 days that came before. Okay? I like that only because I think that one of the biggest mistakes we make is, you know, the first time I did this, I must have mentioned this before because it bothered me so much. The first time I went to shul on the 49th night. The 49th night of Omer is what? It's nothing. It's just Erev Shavuos. You know? Like, you're looking forward. It's such a letdown. You're looking forward to counting the 49th and, like, you know, there would be like a high-fiving ceremony, something to acknowledge that I made it and I counted all the nights. There's nothing. So I always like to think that the Shechiyanu you make on Shavuos is the Shechiyanu you're making on, you know,
on the
fact that you made it. The other argument is, well, what if you miss a night? You don't make Shechiyanu up front because maybe you miss a night. But the Rav Soloveitchik suggested, in line with this idea, that we never make Shechiyanus on sad things. We only make Shechiyanus on happy things. So if Bizman Hazeh, Sfiras, the best example is, in Chutz La'aretz, at a Bris Milah, they don't say Shechiyanu. If you recall back to the good old days.
Because
Tsar Liyanuka, because the baby's in pain. So because the baby's in pain, it's not an appropriate time to make a Shechiyanu.
Pain here, what's going on?
Whatever. Okay. Don't argue. But in Israel, the minhag is otherwise. But what's the explanation? By the way, it works much nicer because there, after he says, Lachnis obrisa shalav rovinu, then everybody yells out, Kishem shech labris. In Israel, you got to wait for Shechiyanu first. It doesn't flow nicely. But the minhag here is to say Shechiyanu. But the explanation for the minhag in Chutz La'aretz of Ashkenazim to not say Shechiyanu on the bris is because it's not completely happy. That would explain also why perhaps we don't say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer, Bizman HaZeh, is Zeicha LeChurban, not really Zeicha LeHappiness of the Mikdash, so we don't.
Maybe they don't get to say Shechiyanu because they're not here.
Could. But they say Shechiyanu other times.
Yeah.
So I. Okay.
Like the Korban Pesach, which we brought just on the Mizbeach, so is that Mikdash or Korban, and is the Omer similar to the Pesach? It could be brought on a Mizbeach. One doesn't even need the Beit HaMikdash per se.
No, I mean, to bring a Korban Pesach would be, if there was such a thing, would be Zeicha LeMikdash, I think. I mean, it's a not fair question. We don't do it.
Well, certain things are for the Korban.
They bring a Mechon HaMikdash, does it?
They do a fake one. They don't make brachos. Yeah. I went once. It's great, yeah. But it's a pretend.
So, but is the Omer like the Korban Pesach?
My grandson has a car. He doesn't have a license. It's pretend.
Oh. Something sad to the judge.
Is the,
it's red and it's really small.
Is the Omer like the Korban Pesach in the sense?
But I don't know what the Korban Pesach would be. It's not.
It's linked to the Mizbeach.
But I can't answer your question. I just don't know. You know, my guess is it would be Zeicha LeMikdash, but I don't know because it's so joyous.
Rebbe Lashona Sigiminad.
No, I don't.
What?
Rebbe Lashona Sigiminad.
Yeah.
I don't want to. You
don't
know, so I don't
know. Okay.
Dan, is there a movement to bring some wheat?
Okay. Yeah, no one would mind that.
Right, so that's.
The next thing you know, you'd be reading articles that they arrested this guy for carrying wheat in the old city. You know, because they get you for the sheep. Now they'll get you for the wheat. Now, let's go on.
So there's no other explanation for Amema's opinion except for what you You didn't find anything.
No, I mean, look, again, Rashi says, since it's only Zeicha LeMikdash, so I only count the days. It raises the question, right? I don't have a better explanation than the one I have. Okay? It's certainly not such a big deal to also say the weeks. Now, let's move on. Number seven. Says the Beis Yosef. What's the optimal time to count Sfiras Ha'omer? That's what the Beis Yosef's question. So he says, Besov Maseches Pesachim Kosav Arash V'nira D'sofeg Chashecha Yachol Levarech V'ein Tzarech Lahamtin Ad Shehei Vaday Laila. He says, first of all, you could count in Sofeg Chashecha. We don't really have that here so much. In Chudarets, they often have like a Mincha Marav, the Mincha before Shkia, and the Marav after Shkia, but before it says.
So
you're in the. They usually do count that, I think. Yes. I don't remember. But here, for the most part, in Efrat, certainly, the first Marav is around says. But yeah. Let's say it's a little early, so you say to yourself, you know, I want to be from, I'll wait till it's for sure night. So this is the basic Yosef. He doesn't think you have to. First of all, Kevon to have a Sveika Drabbanan, because he holds not like the Rambam, he holds that it's only Mitzvah Drabbanan Mitzvah Azeh. But here's the more important part I want to get to. Va'od Nira. De Adif Tfei Somuch Lechashecha Mishum Tmimos. He says, you know what? When I think about it, it's actually a better idea to count earlier. Because it says, Shavash Rosh Tmimos Tihiyana. So we think Tmimos covers what? Means if you miss a night, you're in trouble, because it has to be complete. But says the Beis Yosef, no, you want your days to be complete also. So it's true. If at 2 in the morning last night you said, Hayom, you know, Arba Asar Yom, Shehem, it would be a true statement. There's no question that you should make a bracha, you should count. But you missed 6 hours of the day. He says the best time, if you ask yourself, the best time to count is at the beginning of the day, which means right after tzeis, which yields a question that I don't know the answer to. I was thinking about it a lot. You know, like, if you're going to the 8:30 Marav, or you're going to the 10 o'clock Marav, right? Should you count first? You sit down, because it comes up a lot. Like, for example, you're not really supposed to daven, you're not really supposed to eat supper before you daven Marav. Now, the heter to eat supper is because you're going to a minyan. So you can't daven Marav now because you're going to a minyan. But would that work for Sfiras Ha'omer? I had it 2 nights ago. We sat down for dinner. I was planning to go to, it was like 7:40. I was going to go to the 8:30 Marav. My wife and daughters, oh, before supper, this is a good time to count Sfiras Ha'omer. So I was thinking, you know, should I be doing it also, or has Sfiras Ha'omer become like part of Marav? I don't know the answer to that question, but it's something worth thinking about and something worth asking about.
You know you're going to do it, Maariv. I mean, that's one of the reasons you're going to a menu that will be there, so you don't really. I mean, you're not going to forget.
It's unless, not a question of forgetting. You, if you look in the next source,
sure.
Here, skip in the go to number 8,
yeah.
And go to the fourth line. The Rama says, "Haga." Ukishihigia hazman asuim lechol ad sheyispar. Ramos is the basic din is that if you have a mitzvah to do, you're not supposed to have dinner before you do that mitzvah. Vafilu hitchle echol posek v'sofer. He says if you're middle of dinner and you remember that you didn't count, you should count. That's the din. There doesn't seem to be a carve out for Marav.
Yeah.
Now again, the minhag is, I grant you, the minhag is to count as part of Marav. Yeah. But all I'm saying is, there's a good argument for saying, certainly if, according to the Rambam, if it's a doraisa, it's a problem to sit down for dinner when, you know, what's the, I don't understand the theory by which you say, it's 8 o'clock now, I'm sitting down to dinner. I remember that I have a mitzvah doraisa of Sfiras Ha'omer. So you'll say, yeah, but I'm going to do it as part of Marav. I don't know why. See, Kriya Shema is Mitzvah Doraisa.
Right, okay.
But that is, to right do it as part of a minyan,
yeah,
that makes sense to me. I'm less convinced about Sfiras Ha'omer unless you say that Sfiras Ha'omer has really become part of Marav, and or that there's some kind of extra special kiyum of counting Sfiras Ha'omer with a minyan. If you could make that argument, then it would make sense. I don't know of such an argument. But there must be, because I think the minhag is to wait and count in shul. But let's just say this, it's off the topic, but let's say this. If for whatever reason you're not going to shul, you have no excuse to eat dinner before Sfiras before counting Sfiras Omer. And to be fair, it takes about 20 seconds. Right? There's simply no reason why, if you're not going to Marv and it's 8 o'clock at night, you don't count. There might not be a reason for you not to daven Marv before dinner either.
Cool. Is that true?
Yes.
Marv and Shman that really yes. should be done yes. and then dinner?
Yes.
Unless you daven with a minion.
Unless you go to Marv, unless you're davening with a minion. Or unless you start a dinner during Bein HaShemashos when maybe couldn't have counted anyway. Or you couldn't
so you have a 10 o'clock minion every day. That's your fixed minion. Well, you're not going to eat dinner until 10 o'clock.
No, but you can.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you're sitting down to eat dinner at 8 and you know that you're not going to Marv, it could be that you're supposed to. It could be. It is the case that you're supposed to daven Marv first. Hmm. And certainly, according to the Rambam, okay, Marv is not Doraisa, but certainly according to the Rambam, was it Sfiras Omer is Doraisa, it's clearly the case. Mm-hmm. And again, Sfiras Omer is such a quickie. I'm telling you, I watch my wife and daughters, at the table, while I'm getting one spoonful in, they counted Sfiras Omer. It's not, I will say this, the Hinini Muchanum Zuman song is not Ma'akev. L'chol Hadeos.
Oh, good.
You don't have to sing that song, and I'll go even further. You don't even have to say the Hinini Muchanum Zuman.
Really?
I don't want to sound like I'm reform or anything, but you don't have to say the Hinini Muchanum Zuman. You don't have to say the thing afterwards. If you want to eat and you're hungry and they're waiting for you, just say the bracha, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Shoot you when
now,
you go, so.
Now.
What do you say?
By the way, there is no pasuk in the Torah. Usfartam lachem imachrat haShabbat. There's no such pasuk. Okay, fine.
It's a
by the way, also people argue in that thing when it says, basically paskins that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right?
Sure.
Listen, I don't care.
Even Shulchan Aruch would have been written in the
Torah. I'm just saying, there's some people who would say that it's against the Shitas that hold it, it's Drabbanan. Okay, what's the other. Let me make two last points. One is irreverent, but one will be real. Okay? What's the other Tamimos thing? The Tamimos thing is that you have to count all the days, and it yielded this bizarre Chumrah that we have. Everybody knows you're not allowed to make early yontif for Shavuos because of Tmimos. It's a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram was the first person to say this. It says Sheva Shavuos Tmimos Tiyena, so you can't daven Mariv on Shavuos night till after days because you want to make sure, right? It was his innovation. Just interestingly, by the way, it's a fascinating thing. La Halacha, you can make early yontif. Every yontif could be early. But for particular reasons, it never works out.
Right, Pesach.
For example, Pesach, you can make early Yontif, but you're not allowed to make Kiddush before it says. You're not allowed to start your Seder before it says. Okay? Sukkos, you can make early Yontif, except there's a Gzeir Shavah from Tesvav, from Sukkos to Pesach, so you can't make Kiddush before it says. Okay? Shemini Atzeres, you could make early Yontif, except then you'd be cutting back on Hoshana Rabbah. Right. So you're not allowed to do that. Shavuos, you can make early Yontif, except. Tmimos, you can't make. The only one you're allowed to do, you just missed it. Shvi Shel Pesach. You're allowed to have early Yontif on Shvi Shel Pesach. Now, this Sukkah, this Magen Avraham thing, I just want to say this, and maybe it's not true, maybe it is. How did this catch on? Here's my theory. Everybody said, we got to stay up all night learning. What's the benefit of davening early? It's just going to make the night longer. I was in London for business the week before Shavuos years ago, and a guy says to me, you got to come back for Shavuos. I'm like, why? He says, we daven Marv like 11 because you can't daven early, it's June, and so you get to shul around 1:15, the snack break at 2:30, Shavuos is at 4. Anybody could do that. Like, it's nothing, there's no learning. I have a friend who was a Scotland residence last year in South Africa. It's the winter there. You start learning at like 7 and Shabbos at 6, it's insane.
Uh-huh.
So my theory is the Magen Avraham caught on because there was no great incentive to have early Shavuos anyway because you had to stay up all night. So why not? But that's the Magen Avraham. Last thing. I mentioned before that well, we had all said the same thing, that the machlokis about whether Sfiras Homer is Doraisa or Drabbanim Bizman Azeh has to do with whether it's contingent on the Karban or not. Reb Chaim has this fascinating idea. Look, and everybody will love this. Look at the last source in number 10. The Rambam says, well, I'll ask another question. The Rambam who holds specifically that Sfiras Homer Bizman Azeh is Doraisa, we saw this already. Where did he put the halachos of Sfiras Homer? In Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim, where he put the Karban HaOmer. So you would say that's completely wrong. The Rambam, that's the last place the Rambam should put it. Because he thinks that Sfiras Homer Bizman Azeh is Doraisa, and he knows there's no Karban HaOmer. Right. So watch this. The Shita Saram is number 10 in Hilchos Beis Tabachir is as follows. Ubeman Niskadsha. How was Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash sanctified? B'kidusha Rishona. Shekidsha Shlomo. Shehu Kidesha Azara. V'Yerushalayim L'Shatan. V'kidshan La'asid Lavo. That's the famous Shita Saram on why you can't go on Har Habayis. So certain places of Har Habayis is Zman Azeh. Because the original Kedusha continues. Next Halacha. Lefikach. Makrivim akarbanot kulam af alpi she'ein sham bayit banui. This is your line, Bruce. The Rambam says you can bring karbanos bizman azeh even without Beis Hamikdash va'ochlim kadshe kadshim b'chol ha'azara af alpi shehi chareva ve'eino mukefet mechitzot. The Rambam says you could eat kadshim on the Makom HaMikdash now even though there are no walls. Why? Finished at the very end. Because shehakdusha rishona kidsha l'sha'ata. The Rambam says the Makom HaMikdash Bizman Azeh has the same level of Kedusha as it had when Shlomo was Mekadesh it, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam thinks that Makrivim Afal Pishein Abayit Banui, that you could bring a Karban Bizman Hazeh without a Beis HaMikdash. Rambam knew that we didn't bring Karbanos, but suggested Reb Chaim that we were wrong when we said the only way the Rambam could hold that Sfiras Homer Bizman Azeh is Doraisa if it's divorced from the Karban. Right? The Karban was just the description of the day. Says Reb Chaim, no. The Rambam might hold so long as you could bring the Karban HaOmer, you're chayef to count Sfiras HaOmer. And the Rambam holds separately that you could bring the Karban HaOmer Bizman Azeh. It's true that we don't for technical reasons. But so long as there's a chiyuv of bringing the Karban HaOmer, then there's a chiyuv mid'oraisa of counting Sheva Shabbatot Tumot Yena, which is why the Rambam puts, bizarrely, the halachos of Sfiras HaOmer in halachos of Karbanos. Why? Because the Rambam's insight is, no, we're all wrong. Read the pasuk as Mr. Weiser did. Miyom haviyachem es omer atenufa. But don't read it as the day you actually bring the omer atenufa. Read it as the day that in theory we could bring the omer atenufa. And it was Reb Chaim who said, if they didn't bring the omer atenufa on the Beis HaMikdash, no one would have counted Sfiras HaOmer. Of course they would have counted. Because they could have, they should have, they just didn't. So he says same thing for us. We could, maybe we should, but we don't. Nevertheless, the Rambam would say, Sfiras HaOmer is a Doraisa.
Thank you very much.